Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Kenai City Council motioned to postpone voting on awarding an agreement for the Kenai Waterfront Redevelopment Assessment and Feasibility Study at their most recent City Council meeting. The city issued a formal request for proposals for the Kenai Waterfront Redevelopment Assessment and Feasibility Study back in September, with proposals that were evaluated in October. McKinley Research Group was awarded the highest points and determined by city administration to be the most advantageous to the city, with a recommendation to award an agreement for just over $94,000. The agreement for services would have included the scope of services provided in the request for proposals, including the feasibility study, conceptual plans, and financial feasibility analysis. But several members of council, including the newly seated members James Basden and Deborah Sonart, had questions regarding the project, which led to Vice Mayor Jim Glendenning to suggest a delay in voting for the resolution.
I think just allowing the discussion period, as Councillor Basden suggested, I don't think we'll damage the successful prospects if this is what we want to do. Just as a suggestion for acreage totals, if we look at our City of Kenai management plan, there's maps 36 and 37. Each of the city parcels are numbered, and on the literature it gives a size of acreage, so that should be easy to flesh this out for our discussion. And I would urge that we just take a breath and make sure that we have Waterfront Development 101 in everybody's view, and everybody is comfortable and understands thoroughly what we're going to do. Thank you.
After a unanimous vote, Resolution 2021-64 was postponed till the second City Council meeting in December, which is scheduled for the 15th. The Alaska Department of Health and Social Services reports that 1,387 COVID-19 cases, 53 deaths, and 139 hospitalizations were reported in the COVID-19 weekend update on Monday from Friday through Sunday. Of the COVID-19 cases reported, 1,370 were reported in residents, while 17 cases were identified in non-residents, and 53 deaths were listed in the weekend data update. Of those, 50 were residents, 3 were non-residents. However, the DHSS says that the large batch of deaths occurred from August through November, most of them specifically in September, one of them locally, including a female Kenai resident in her 70s. There are currently 139 patients diagnosed with COVID-19 who are hospitalized, 4 additional patients who are considered persons under investigation, 18 of those patients on ventilators. Central Peninsula Hospital published a graphic Monday indicating that they will not be updating the daily count graphic unless the numbers of COVID-19 patients at CPH increases above the threshold. Dr. Ann Zink with the DHSS said,
"Continue to have a lot of cases. We remain at the highest number of cases per capita in the nation. Here you can see us at 82 cases per 100,000. We're starting to see some of the other Western states kind of picking up here recently, and our counts are slightly coming down overall. Alaska is nearly 4 times the national case average right now, but that is a decrease to last week where we were about 5 times the average."
59% of Alaskans aged 5 and older have received at least their first dose of the vaccine. 54% of Alaskans aged 5 and older have been fully vaccinated, and 45% of the Kenai Peninsula region aged 5 and older are considered fully vaccinated. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.